Good morning, brothers, sisters in Christ.
主内弟兄姐妹们平安。
I bring you greetings from the English congregation.
我从英文部带来给大家的问候祝福。
Before we start, let's have a word of prayer.
我们在开始以前，我们一起向神祷告。
Our heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
，We thank you and praise you.
我们感谢赞美你。
That we can come into thy house for worship.
我们能够来到你的家中来敬拜你。
We pray, Lord, that you will wash and cleanse us from all our sins.
求主你洗净我们一切的罪。
Fill us with thy Holy Spirit.
以圣灵来充满我们。
We pray that, Lord, you will give us ears that will hear and a heart that will receive your word.
让我们能够有一个愿意听的耳朵还有心来领受你的话语。
We pray that, Lord, you will assist us to understand your truth.
也求主你帮助我们能够来回应对你的爱。
And we pray that, God, you will bless our time this morning.
求主你祝福我们今早上的时间。
We pray this giving thanks in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告感谢是奉靠耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
Amen. Amen. Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
让我们一起打开《彼得前书》第二章。
If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, have you ever asked yourself why did God choose you and to what purpose?
假如你是在基督里的信徒，你曾否问过自己为何神拣选你？拣选你呢，又有什么的目的呢？
If you turn to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21,
我们来看以赛亚书第四十三章第二十一节。
Here the Bible gives us an answer.
圣经告诉我们这个答案。
It says that these people have I formed for myself; they shall show forth my praise.
以赛亚书四十三章第二十一节说：“这百姓是为我，是我为自己所造的。”好述说我的美德。
If you turn to Jeremiah, chapter 13, verse 11.
假如我们翻开耶利米书第十三章第十一节。
For as the girdle cleave to the loins of a man, so have I caused to cleave unto me the whole house of Israel.And the whole house of Judah, saith the Lord, that they might be unto me for a people, and for a name, and for a praise, and for a glory, but they would not hear.
耶利米书第十三章十一节说：“耶和华说，腰带怎样紧贴人腰，照样我也使以色列全家和犹大全家紧贴我，好叫他们属我为子民，使我得名声，得颂赞。”得荣耀，他们却不肯听。
So the Bible is very clear. It tells us that God formed a people for Himself, that they might show off His glory.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，神创造人为了自己本身来彰显他的荣耀。
How?
如何呢？
By spreading His name, sharing His grace, and showing His glory.
就是来传扬他的名，分享他的恩典，并且来彰显神的荣耀。
So in 1 Peter chapter 2, if you look at verse 9,
让我们看彼得前书第二章九节。
It says, But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forthThe praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
彼得前书第二章九节说：“唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。”
So the church is chosen to declare God's praises or his excellencies.
而教会是被拣选来宣扬神的这个美名，还有他的尊荣。
The church is chosen to declare his saving work in bringing us from darkness to light.
而教会被拣选，它就是来宣扬神拯救我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者。
An illustration can be given.
我们来思想这一段的这个例子。
We have fallen and are trapped in a dark, deep pit.
我们是半跌，并且被陷入在深黑的坑中。
There is no way we can ever get out.
我们没有办法逃脱。
Then came Jesus at the cost of his life, got us out of the horrible pit and brought us to safety and light.
而耶稣来以他生命的赎价拯救我们脱离那可怕的坑，进入那安全的光明中。
What should we do after we are saved?
我们得救后要如何行呢？
Naturally, we will tell others the news of his rescue.
很自然的，我们会告诉其他人拯救的这个消息。
We will spread his reputation of his courage, strength, and kindness.
我们也会传扬他的这个他救我们的这个这个力量，还有这个良善。
The question is, when was the last time you say, "Thank you, God, for saving me from the darkness of sin"?And bringing me to the light of your truth.
我们有一个问题，就是我们什么时候是最近的一次是什么时候来感谢神拯救我们脱离这个罪的黑暗，还有带领我们进入奇妙光明呢？
Have you spread his reputation, his name, his praise, his kindness, such that he is glorified in you?
我们是否有传扬他的美名？是否有传扬主神的名？还有他的赞美，还有他的良善，分享与其他人，因为他在我们里面得到，使到他在我们里面得到荣耀呢
？How can we spread God's reputation？
我们要如何传扬神的美名呢
？Let's look at the negative aspect first。
我们先看到那不好的一面。
By keeping God's truth and grace to yourself.
就是我们没有把神的这个真理和恩典传给其他人。
You have the good news, but you do not want to share.
我们有这个好的消息，却不跟他人分享。
And living your life in a way that betrays your faith.
我们活的这个生命，却是以我们的信仰背道而驰的。
You say something, but you do another thing.
我们做一套，但是做的是另一套。
You compromise and allow the world to control you instead of the Holy Spirit.
或者我们妥协了，容让世界来控制我们，却没有让圣灵来控制我们。
These are all negative aspects.
这都是消极的方面。
But Peter tells us the positive way in which we can spread God's reputation.
而我们看见正面的一面是使徒彼得告诉我们如何来传扬神的美名。
If you look at verse 11,
我们看到第十一节
，He tells us that we have to deal with something inside us.
我们就是要在里面建立一些根基。
This has to do with our passion and our desires.
这就是 让我们看到我们需要我们的对我们的爱还有我们的渴望。
If you look at verse 11, it says, Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul.
就是在第十一节那里说到，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。
So Peter is trying to tell us, you must watch your heart, you must guard your heart.
而彼得要告诉我们，就是要保守、谨守我们的心。
And Proverbs 4:23 says this: Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
箴言第四章二十三节说：“你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。”
Philippians 4 verse 8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, Whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
腓立比书第四章八节说，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的，可敬的，公义的，清洁的，可爱的，有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
Peter is saying, make God your passion.
彼得是说，以神为我们所爱。
We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.
我们要敬虔的度日。
You are to fill your mind with things that exalt the greatness of God.
我们要让我们的心充满了对神的高举，神的伟大。
The beauty of God, the goodness of God, the virtue of God, and the truth of God.
就是以神的荣美、神的良善，还有神的这个品德，还有神的真理来充满我们的心。
Make no room for indwelling sin.
使这个罪没有机会在我们里面存留。
Peter is saying, be very strict with yourself.
彼得说要对自己严厉。
Do not allow sin to dwell in you.
不要容罪来住在我们里面。
Just cut out of your life anything and everything that stirs up the desires displeasing to God.
要从我们的生命中除掉一切任何使我们不会讨神喜悦的这些欲望。
That's the inside. What about the outside?
刚才是讲到内在的，现在是讲到外在的。
From the inward love for God must come out the outward life of good works.
从这个内在对神的这个爱呢，也要流入在我们外在的生命中的这些善行。
If the marvelous works of God is going to spread, we have to get beyond desires.To deeds that people can see and hear.
这是神的这个在我们生命中很奇妙的这个作为是应当被传扬的。我们应当要来把这些良善传扬出去，让人能够看见，也能够听见。
Sometimes our actions speak louder than words.
我们所行的比我们所讲的更有说服力。
If you look at verse 12,
第十二节说,
having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation.
你们在外邦人中应当品行端正。叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
People can see you, and they can see your good works.
人可以看见你。
They can see your good works.
也可以看见你的善行。
How can we make a name for God?
我们如何传扬神的名?
How can we spread God's reputation?
我们如何来传扬神的美名呢?
How can God be glorified?
神如何得着荣耀?
This is what Peter is trying to teach us.
这就是彼得要教导的。
And this is what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16.
这也就是耶稣基督在马太福音第五章十六节所说。
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
So the lesson to take home,
我们要学习的这个功课是
doing good works in a wickedWatching world is the way to declaring God's work and spreading His reputation.
我们就是在这败坏和看着我们的这个世界里面来行善， 来宣扬神的这个工作，并且来传扬神的美名。
Please note that I am not teaching a salvation by works.
请不要误会，我不是在教导以这个行善来的得救。
We are saved by grace through faith alone.
我们只是单单的靠这个恩典，因着信心靠着恩典来得救。
But faith that saves is not alone.
而这个救我们的这个靠着这个信心得到的恩典不是单单是这样的。
The evidence of saving faith is good works, as we can see from the verses below.
而这个证明这个得救的这个信心得因着信心得救的证明是借着我们的这个善行显露出来。
If we turn to Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 14.
我们要看提多书第二章第十一节到第十四节那里说
It goes like this For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts we should live soberly righteously and godly in this present world looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus ChristWho gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works.
提多书第二章十一节到十四节说，因为神拯救众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民。日新为善。
And Galatians chapter 6 verse 10 says, As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially to them who are of the household of faith.
在加拉太书第六章十节说，所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。
And James, the Apostle James is very practical. He says this in chapter 1, verse 27. He says, Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this. What is it? To visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world.
而这个很实际的这个使徒雅各呢在这个一章在雅各书第一章二十七节，在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
Now you are a Christian and you want to do good works.
而我们是基督徒，我们要行善。
What kind of response would you expect from the world?
我们会从这世界得到什么回应呢？
There are three possibilities.
有三种可能性。
Firstly, some people may be hostile to us.
有些人呢，可能会对我们有敌意。
As we all know, the world we live in is hostile to Christians.
我们也知道，我们基督徒活在这个世界中是对这个基督教呢充满敌意。
Verse 12 says that Christians were being spoken against as wrongdoers.
而在这第十二节里面呢，就是那些基督徒呢被毁谤为作恶的人。
Evil doers.
就是作恶的。
In the early Christian era, believers were made scapegoats for other problems in their society and blamed for wrongdoing.
在早期的教会历史里面，信徒呢常常被人当作这个代罪羔羊，或者为其他的这个社会问题所这个被人来加来诬赖来回谤的。
Has this happened to you in at home or in your place of work?
这是否在你的所在的地方或者工作的地方也有这样的情形发生呢
This is happening in many parts of the world where Christians are spoken against, and many Christians are persecuted, and some have even been killed for their faith.
在世界的许多的地方，有许多的基督徒被人来诬赖，被人家冤枉，而也有许多的基督徒呢继续来为主作证。
The other one is some people may see our good works.
而第二方面呢，其他的人也可能会看见我们的善行。
Peter says, "Don't give up."
彼得说不要放弃。
Don't grow weary in our well doing. We should continue to maintain good works.
不要在我们的善行上面疲倦，我们应该继续的来行善。
As we continue.Eventually, someone will notice, and they will own up to them.
而我们继续这样下去的时候，总是会有人会知道的。我们也会这个真相呢，也会水落石出。
The Apostle Peter believes that the good deeds that Christians do will win over the prejudice of non-believers.
而这个保罗，这个使徒彼得呢，也讲到善行呢，基督徒能够使到其他的人，能够使到其他人解除他们对这个基督徒的偏见。
Non-Christians don't believe how can a sinner be a saint? How can a selfish person ever become a loving person? And how can Christ have the power to transform you?
而基督徒的不非基督徒的偏见呢，是认为一个罪人怎么可以成为圣徒？一个自私的人又怎么成为一个爱他别人的人？基督又如何有这个能力来改变你呢
？They don't believe you because of their prejudice.
他们因着他们的偏见，所以他们不信。
They think it is wrong to believe in a foreign God.
他们认为呢，相信一个外来的神呢是错的。
I'll share with you my personal testimony.
我要与大家分享我个人的见证。
I heard the gospel when I was in pre-university one.
我在高中一的时候听到福音。
At a Youth for Christ meeting, the preacher shared John 3:16 from the Bible.
而这个在的青年归主会里面呢，一个讲员分享了约翰福音三章十六节。
A youth counselor explained the way of salvation to me.
而这个青年的辅导也跟我解释了这个救恩的方法。
He showed me from the Word of God that I'm a sinner before a righteous Creator.
他从神的话语里面告诉我，我是一个罪人，在这个公义的创造主面前。
I am separated from this true God because of my sin.
因着我的罪，我与这位真实的神分隔了。
How God in love gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for my sin.
而神在他的慈爱中赐下了他的独生爱子耶稣基督，为我的罪死在十字架上。
And how He was buried and He rose again on the third day to ascend into heaven.
他是如何的死，如何的被埋葬，如何的从第三天从死里复活，升到天上去。
He was the Lamb of God.Who came to take away the sins of the world?
他就是神的羔羊，来除掉世人的罪孽。
I was convicted in my heart, and I prayed with a counselor to receive Jesus Christ into my life.
在我的心里面，深深的相信，我也祷告了，就是以这个这个青年的辅导来一起祷告，然后接受耶稣基督在我的生命中。
That day, I became a Christian.
从那一天，我就成为了基督徒。
I did not reveal the fact that I'm a Christian till the day I was baptized in church.
我没有告诉其他的人我成为一个基督徒，直到我在那一天在教会受洗之后。
My mother, who was very religious and who was a non-believer, was very angry with me.
我的母亲还不信，她就很大大的生气。
He made me kneel before the family altar.To ask my dead grandparents for forgiveness.
他要在我的这个祖先的这个坛前呢跪下来求我这个死去的这个祖父母呢来原谅宽恕。
And there was a simple reason why she was very angry.
这是一个她很简单的理由，为什么她如此生气？
Because my mother had dedicated me earlier to some temple gods.
因为我的母亲呢，很早的时候就把我献上，给一些庙的一些神明。
And she has to bring me every year to the temple to pray for blessings from these idols.
她每一年呢，就是要带我到这些庙来祈福，并从这些偶像中来得这个福气。
Now she has lost a son to the foreign god. She was absolutely angry with me.
而现在呢，她却因着这个外来的神而失去了儿子，所以她当然就很生气。
And it took a very long time afterwards for me to get back into her good books again.
而这要我很长的时间呢，使我能够使他能够回转。
I thank God for His grace that by the transforming work and the power of the Holy Spirit in my life, my mother could see the definite change in my conduct and behavior.
而我感谢神，借着他的恩典，借着他在我生命中的改变，还有圣灵的能力，我的母亲可以看见在我的行为还有我的品行上，有这个明显的改变。
She witnessed the obedience and good deeds in me, and this removes the objection or prejudice against Christianity.
而她看见我生命中的这个顺服、孝顺，还有这个好的行为，而就除去了她对这个基督信仰的这个偏见。
Don't let prejudice of others make you give up your faith.
不要因为别人对我们的偏见而影响而放弃我们的信心。
Continue in doing good works.
我们要继续的来行善。
The people will recognize it sooner or later that your faith is real.
人呢会迟早发现到我们信心是真实的。
And that your God is true.
而也会看见我们的神也是真实的。
God has the power to transform life.
神有这个能力来改变生命。
And he will use your life and your good works as a witness for him.
而神也会用我们的生命来为他传福音。
So Peter tells us people will try to criticize the church and say that they are no better or even worse than others in their behavior. But then, as they go on seeing the good deeds of Christians,They are hard put to hold this position, and they may be silenced.
而使徒彼得也说到，有些人会尝试来批评教会，说教会呢比一些人呢还不如在他们言行上。但是呢，他们将会看见呢基督徒的这个好行为，而使他们呢这个使他们呢不会再坚持他们的所相信的，而且他们就会沉默了。
So the third way that the world can respond is that some people may be won over.
而第三种，这个世界会被影响的，就是有一些人呢可能会被改变归信主。
Peter called us to maintain good conduct among the Gentiles, so that in case they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of.Visitation.
而使徒彼得也说了，我们这些善行，基督徒继续的来行善，而使到一些人呢，不会再反对，而可能呢，会因着这个我们的基督徒的这良好的行为而归信主，而将荣耀归于神。
The phrase "day of visitation" could mean the day of Christ's coming.Or it could be the day that the conversion, or could refer to the day of the conversion.
而刚在这个彼得前书那里所提到的这个鉴察的日子或眷顾的日子呢，也可以说是成为基督降临的日子，或者是这个不信徒呢他们信主的这个日蒙眷顾的日子。
In either case, the most important point is God gets the glory.When his people persevere in good deeds.
无论如何，最重要的一点就是神在他的百姓 的这个忍耐善行里面呢得到荣耀。
So let us summarize what we have said.
让我们来就是总结我们所听的。
Our purpose, according to Peter, is that we ought to make a name for God wherever you are.
我们在生命的中的这个目的，照着彼得的这个信息呢，是要传扬神的名，不论我们是在家，在什么地方。
We are to spread the reputation of His greatness to everyone around you, and to even all the people of the world.
我们应该在我们的周围呢，来传扬神的名，甚至呢是传扬到全世界。
Our purpose is to declare the glorious deeds of Him who called us out from darkness into His marvelous light.
我们的目的就是要宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的作为。
We are simply to tell people who God is and what He has done in our life.
我们很简单的要告诉神是哪一位，并且呢，我们也要告诉他在我们身上所成就的事。
We are told to guard ourselves from sin and be holy.
我们也要知道要谨守我们的心，也要圣洁。
A people separate from the world.
就是一个百姓，就是从这世界分别出来的。
Be a people zealous for good works.
我们也要来热心为善。
Be a people who are not enslaved to worldly comforts, but who consider it more blessed to give than to receive.
我们也不要成为这个世界的这个享受所辖制，而我们应该要考虑到更多的一点，就是施比受更为有福。
Be a people who dream not about the comforts of bigger salaries or days of vacation and retirement, but who dream about how many different and creative ways we can make a name for the glory of the grace of God in this city and around the world.
让我们呢不是要来吃，只是想到要更多的这个薪水，或者更长的假期，或者是更好的退休。但是呢，愿我们常常的来思念，如何以更好的方法、不同的方法，来为神的荣耀还有神的恩典，在这个城市还有其他的地方来传扬神的名。
The Bible tells us that God uses nature and His.Creation to declare His glory.
圣经告诉我们，神用他所造的，并且他的这个所造的这个自然界来传扬他的名。
The sun, the moon, the stars, the trees and the flowers, the animals, they all show forth the glory of God.
从这个太阳、这个月亮、星星、这个树、花草、鸟语，还有这些动物，来显出神的荣耀。
His creation tells us daily there is power, there is beauty, there is order, and there is design.
而神所创造的万物里面，告诉我们每一天他的全能、他的善荣美，还有他的美好的这个设计。
How about you?
我们如何呢？
May God use us also to declare His glory as well.
愿神来使用我们，来宣扬神的荣耀美。
May God sanctify us and use us as His instrument to do good works.
让神来洁净我们，使用我们，使我们成为他这个传扬的器皿。
As instrument of peace in a hostile world.
让我们在这个充满敌意的世界里面，成为这个和平的器皿。
As instrument of help.To the helpless,
让我们在那些无助的人当中成为这个他们帮助的器皿。
As instrument of reconciliation to the lost,
让我们在这世上的人当中成为这个和平的这个使者的器皿。
As instrument of hope to those without hope,
让我们在这没有盼望的人群当中呢，成为盼望的器皿。
We must lift out our faith and do good works.
我们必须活出我们的信心来行善。
And these will glorify our Heavenly Father and point people to Him.
而这会使到我们的父得荣耀，并且使人来归向他。
May God help us to glorify Him. Amen.
愿神帮助我们来荣耀他。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
We thank you that the heavens declare your glory.
我们感谢主，诸天传扬你的荣耀。
May you use us as your instrument.
帮助我们成为你的器皿。
To glorify your holy name.
来荣耀你的美名。
Keep us from sin.
保守我们脱离罪恶。
Sanctify us.
使我们成圣。
And use us for thy glory.
为着你的荣耀来使用我们。
In Christ's name we pray.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
Amen. Amen.